After planting roots in Philadelphia, singer-songwriter Mallory Hawkes reflects on growing up in a military family and letting go of past traumas on her new album, Chinook. WHYY's Corey Sharper has more.
The album, named after the military helicopters she often heard overhead while growing up near Fort Bragg in North Carolina, features 10 tracks recorded in Philadelphia. The city of brotherly love captured Hawkes' heart early on when she moved from the South to the Northeast.
Artistically, one of the most culturally rich places, especially for rock music and guitar music. Everybody already just kind of embraced me and made me feel welcome while I was recording, and it was kind of a no-brainer.
Recording for the album initially began after Hawk moved back to North Carolina for a short stint, with initial sessions seeing Hawk coming up to Philadelphia for 3 or 4 day stretches before deciding to live in the city for a month to bring the project to completion. During the long drives, Hawk took the time to go through her CD collection she began accumulating as a kid and enjoying the alone time.
I became totally obsessed with Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and these things that I interacted with as a kid, but just revisiting something as an adult and like taking completely new meanings from it. The Alice in Chains are known for doing those really unsettling, beautiful harmonies, you know, and that was something that I quite instinctively just started to utilize on my record.
Softer moments on the record like 4 O'Clocks, a track about her early childhood home that was demolished to build a highway connecting to the military base, are contrasted by songs like Caretaker, a punk song with driven amps and guitar solos. Overall, the album represents a smorgasbord of influences and aspects of Hawk's writing that introduces listeners to different directions she hopes to explore.
It's funny to see that stereotype just come to life, that I just am a girl with an acoustic guitar sometimes, and they think that I'm just gonna make some folk music. And I don't. I like records that are fun to listen to. I like variety, and I don't know what my future records are gonna sound like either, and I think that that is quite thrilling for me as a songwriter.
The album is available on streaming services and on CD through Hawk's Bandcamp. Corey Sharper, WHYY News.